Log Talk Radio.
Oh,
Oh, bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Once again, we're listening to It's Working by William Murphy. Amen. That's a beautiful song. That's my song for the year. Amen. How many know that God is leaning in your direction? Amen. Everything is working for your good. Amen. The Bible say all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and to them that are called. Don't miss that. According to his purpose. Amen. How many call folks we have on the line today? Amen. Amen. Once again, we greet you in the matchless, awesome, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for tuning in once again to listen to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. Most of you all that dial in and tune in on a daily basis, you know we're on from Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. Central Time, and it's also 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm in a new time zone now. Amen. And I'm still trying to get myself acclimated, Mother Charity. But now, thank you for tuning in Monday through Friday with us. We have Minister Billy Burns that hosts our Saturday segment, and that segment is at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that segment deals with testimonies. That's an opportunity for you to share what God has done in your life. The Bible says we overcome by the word of our testimony, by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. So that's a time when you can share with the people of God and everyone else that's in this nation what God has done for you. So I invite you to tune in on Saturday morning. And on Sunday, early Sunday morning, we have 7 o'clock a.m. prayer. Amen. Again, I'm in a different time zone, so it's like 9 a.m. here, and I'm just getting out of church. So God is going to bless us. I thank Prophetess Darlene for hosting for me this past Sunday. So we thank God for her doing that, and we thank God for this early Sunday morning prayer. This is a time where we just come together and offer up some corporate prayer before we go to our respective houses of worship. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you all tuning in. Again, we can be reached at, if you ever want to email us and share your testimony, or if you need a prayer, amen, some prayer requests and you want us to pray over them, you can certainly email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Amen. Our mailing address is still Post Office Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. And once again, we like to let you know that we are on Facebook. Amen. We are on Twitter. Amen. We're on Instagram. Amen. We're on YouTube. You can access these messages via YouTube. Amen. You can go to New Destiny Ministries and you will be able to see these messages downloaded on YouTube. Also, you can visit us on our webpage at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can listen to these messages there also. And we're on Blog Talk Radio, so you can always go back and listen to these messages. We have an archive there, and you can listen to them in their entirety. Amen. By way of announcements, we just want to get these announcements out the way. Sometimes people drop off and they don't hear the announcements, but I want you all to get as excited as I am about this citywide crusade and our ministry launch here in New Orleans, Louisiana. So all roads will lead to New Orleans, September the 4th through the 6th. And we invite all of our listeners, all of our pastors and apostles and prophets and evangelists and ministers to come and share in this celebration with us. I'm excited about what God is doing, amen, in this region. Amen. How many know that God has souls all over this land? Amen. Souls that are serving him and souls that don't even know that they have a destiny, and that destiny is in Christ Jesus. So mark your calendars and save the dates. We're looking for you all to come. Amen. I don't want to just tell people about all of my friends in the gospel and then nobody show up. Amen. I'm just kidding. But we certainly would like to see you all here. Amen. And by way of announcements, also we're sponsoring 50 young ladies and men to come to this father-daughter talk conference that will also be held here in New Orleans, Louisiana. And Reverend Pastor R.C. Blake is sponsoring this conference, and I think it is well needed in this time and day that we're living in. Amen. Young women and young men don't have mentors. They don't have guidance counselors. They don't have anybody that is really too much reaching out and trying to make a difference. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us after we have been converted, we need to reach back and strengthen our brothers. Just because your family is in a good place, amen, help support somebody else. Help support somebody else that may be less fortunate, may not have a mother or father in the home, may not have anybody to encourage them, to let them know that there is a better way. Amen. There is a better way. Amen. And sometimes we need to hear those words. Amen. So we just thank God for what he's doing tomorrow. Remember, it's Provoke Fridays with Pastor Edward Hamilton out of Houston, Texas. Amen. So we're looking forward to having a great, great time. To host a young lady or a young man to attend this conference is $45. Amen. If you go to McDonald's and you have three or four children, you're going to spend that right in McDonald's. Amen. So we want you all to remember that and be supportive. We have about 22 sponsors that have already made a commitment to sponsor. So we're looking for about 28 more. Amen. So I know we can get 50 young ladies or young men at that conference. So there will be something there for the young ladies and the young men. Our children are dying in the street. Just had to attend a funeral this morning for one of my niece's cousins. Amen, was murdered here in the city. So that's what you see and that's what you hear on the news all over this nation. You know, our young people are dying before their designated time. Amen. Some people feel like, oh, well, you know, when it's your time. No, that's not so. It's not always our time. Another young lady was sitting in a house and they began to shoot about 2 weeks ago, and the bullet came through the house into the room and hit her. She was in her own house, minding her own business. So, no, I don't know that. Some things we happen before the appointed set time. Amen? Amen. So we get those announcements out the way. We're excited today to have back with us, and I want to apologize because I lost one of my scan drives, new computer, so I did not have her bio, but I could tell you a little bit about this woman of God. She's an awesome woman of God. I've known her since she was a young girl, amen, and I'm just so proud of her and the assignment that God has given her in this season. Amen. She is a seasoned veteran. She is a psalmist. Amen. She is a pastor. She is a teacher. She is a conference speaker. If you ever need somebody to speak at your women conference, I recommend her highly. Amen. I highly recommend her. Amen. She is anointed to preach and teach this gospel. Amen. She is a mother. She is a wife. She's a mother of three kids. She is the wife of one husband. Amen, amen. And she is pastoring in the city of Covington, Georgia. I know her mother and her father. Amen. And we're just so proud, and we're always so delighted when she's able to make a sacrifice and come on and share the word of God with us. Amen. So we are not going to prolong anything. Again, our topic this week, we've been talking about, do you want to be whole? Amen. Will you be made whole? Amen. So we are going to introduce to some and present to others our speaker of the hour, and that's none other than Pastor Tajana Logan, all the way from the beautiful, beautiful state of Georgia. And I can say that because I lived in Georgia. Amen. So God bless you, woman of God. We thank God for you taking out of your busy schedule to share with our listeners on today.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Can you hear me, woman of God?
Yes, we can hear you clearly.
Praise God. Praise God, because you were going out and I couldn't hear you for a moment there, but we truly honor the Lord, amen, for his goodness, for his mercy, his kindness towards us, and we're just so honored, amen, to be a part of this session on today, and just honored to be used by God once more and again, amen, and I just thank God for what he is doing, amen, in this hour for the body of Christ. Amen. And it's something that when we spoke and you told me what this session was going to be on, talking about, do you want to be made whole?
Mm.
And it's just so awesome how the Lord will allow you to speak from your place of pain to push you into your position, amen, of the overflow into your position of wealth, into your position of walking into a greater authority of what God has called you to. So I honor God on today, amen, for his goodness. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. So I'm overwhelmed, amen, in regards to what the Lord has spoken to my heart on today. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overflowing on today. Amen. And if you would quickly, I promise I won't be before you long. Just some things that the Lord has dropped into my spirit. If you would grab your Bibles, and we're going to be coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, and the 35th verse through the 39th verse on today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And the word of the Lord reads thus, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37 says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Our Father God, we thank you, God, on today.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God, we thank you for your goodness. God, we thank you for your mercy. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. For your loving kindness on today, Lord God. Father, we just magnify you, God. We lift you up on today, God, for there is none greater than you. Hallelujah. God, now, God, as we rise before your people, God, we submit ourselves, God, unto you, oh God.
Mm.
God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, as we stand before your people, God, we ask that you would forgive us, God, of every sin, every trespass, God, every iniquity, God, that we might have committed against you, God, in
yes,
your sight, God. God, we ask that you would purge us with hyssop, God, that we may be white as snow, God. Wash us, God, with your blood, oh God.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask, God, that your manifested glory would show up on today, Lord God.
Ah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. God, I ask that you would continue to heal, God, deliver and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you, God, for the knowledge of wisdom, God. I thank you for the knowledge of revelation, divine revelation on today, Lord God. Speak to our hearts, oh God. God, that we may hear your voice, God, and not another, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, for a rhema word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Now, as I decrease, God, as your daughter, God, I ask, God, that you would increase, oh God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. God, touch everyone that is connected to this line, God. Those that are listening all across this nation, all
yes,
across
God.
This land, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Convict, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Oh,
set free, God. Hallelujah, God. Heal, deliver, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We will be forever mindful, God, to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise that's due unto your holy
Hallelujah.
And righteous name. We
thank
declare
you,
that it is so. Hallelujah. And so shall it forever be. Hallelujah.
Oh,
we give you glory. We give you honor, God. And we give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh,
Lord,
God, I bless you. I bless you. I bless
Hallelujah.
You. I bless you. I dare somebody just to bless God right where they
oh,
are.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord, I bless
I
you
dare
today,
you just
Jesus.
To offer up a sacrifice of praise of
Hallelujah.
Today. Hallelujah. I know you're going through the storm, and I know you've been in this storm for quite a season on today, but I dare you just to give God a praise
glory.
Right where you are. Offer up a sacrifice of praise. Sometimes you just have to come outside of yourself and say, God, I'm going to just offer up a sacrifice of praise. Your body might be racking with pain on today. Your mind might be confused. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
But I'm telling you on today that your praise, hallelujah, will fight for you on today. Your
Come
praise
on.
Will confuse the enemy. Hallelujah.
All right.
On today. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have to push beyond the break. You have to push beyond what you see in front of you and your
glory
face
to
of
God.
You and what's on the left of you and what's on the right of you. Hallelujah. Regardless of what the doctors have said and regardless of what, hallelujah, God, I bless you, what your credit report has said and what the school is saying about your children. Hallelujah. You've got to press, hallelujah, hallelujah, with your praise on today. Hallelujah. 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 I sense, hallelujah, a breakthrough on today.
A breakthrough.
Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank, I decree it in the atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A breakthrough, a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Just for you on today. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. As I spoke with the woman of God on yesterday, amen, and I begin to seek the Lord as to what he would have me to say. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord took my mind back, amen, to the prodigal son. To the prodigal son. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about will you be made whole.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And so the Lord, he took my mind back, amen, to the prodigal son. Amen. And those of you that don't know the story about the prodigal son, amen, a man, it was a parable that Jesus was telling, and it was a man, he had two sons, amen, and the younger of them said to his father, Daddy, I want you to give me the portion of my good, amen, that belongs to me. And not many days after that, the son, he ended up leaving, amen, with all that his father had given him, amen, glory to God. And he just went on a shopping spree, and he began to squander all that was given to him, amen, and he wasted everything that was given to him. So as the Lord began to minister this to me, I said, well, what does this have to do with being made whole? Amen. Glory to God. And if you don't know this story, and if you would like to read it in your own time, this story is found, amen, in Luke chapter 15, amen, verse 11, amen, through 28. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So verse 13 says in chapter 15 of Luke, amen, it says, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Verse 15 says, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave him. And verse 17 said, and when he came to himself, my God, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? And verse 18 says, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And so long story short, he ended up going back home, amen, glory to God, amen, and he was restored, amen, to his rightful place and his rightful position, and his father welcomed him. Amen. So I want to deal with another aspect in regards to being whole. The Lord spoke to my spirit in regards to the reattachment process. The reattachment process. Amen. So as we see the prodigal son, amen, he went out on his own, and he just began to live any kind of way and do whatever it is that he wanted to do. And we as the people of God, we are in a time period where many are falling by the wayside. Many are giving up on the promises of God, and many are leaning to their own understanding, to their own knowledge. Amen. Glory to God. And some of us, amen, we are creating self-induced storms. Oh, y'all don't want to hit me on today. Some of us, amen, glory to God, we are stepped outside of the will of God. Amen. And we stepped outside of the promises and the plan that God has for our life, and we have created, amen, a self-induced storm. We've inflicted ourselves, amen, we've detached ourselves from the will of God, from his plan, for his purpose that he has for our lives. Amen. Glory to God. And so when we unattach ourselves, when we detach ourselves from the plan and the will that God has for our life, we begin to leave ourselves privy for the enemy to come in and run rampant in our life. Oh, y'all don't want to hear me on today. My God, from glory on today, amen. How many of you know that you got to stay connected to the vine? You got to stay connected to God in this hour. Hallelujah, 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 amen.
Oh, yeah.
So he was unattached, amen, meaning he was no longer whole, amen. And he began to live beneath his privileges, amen, glory to God. He began to live beneath that which he was called, amen. And times, amen, in this life that we live, situations in the very vicissitudes of life, amen. Glory to God, whether it be death, whether it be life, whether it be circumstances, whether it be finances, whether it be your children, whether it be your marriage, whether it be your ministry, amen. Mm. Sometimes if you keep living long enough, glory to God, situations will hit you and knock the very breath out of you.
Come on,
and
come on.
Cause you to forget the promises of God.
Oh, yes.
It will cause you to forget who God is. Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me on today. Let me talk to some real people, amen, glory to God, that are going through some storms right now in your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, it feels like, my God Almighty, in this house, if the rubber has meet the road, that God, I can't go nowhere else, Lord God. It looks like they're taking the job. My health is failing, glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't have having the money in the bank, my God, hallelujah. God, where are you in the midst of everything that's going on?
Come on, Jesus.
It feels, God, that the very word that you have spoken over my life, God, it feels like, God, that you have reneged on your end of the bottom, God. It feels like I'm here with the pigs, God, that I don't have a hope, God, that I don't have a future. My God, I bless you.
Mm.
Hallelujah. So as we are in the body of Christ, because we are in a time of swift transition, amen, where those, amen, that have walked in the faith and that have known God, hallelujah, and not just the religious aspects, but those that have had relationship with God and those that have known him and those that have kept his laws, kept his statutes, kept his precepts, hallelujah. They have begun to walk away from God. Why is it that you say that they're giving up in this hour? Because they don't feel that they are whole anymore. They don't feel that they're whole anymore. They don't feel that they're complete. They feel that they're lacking something. Because of what God, hear me what I say, because of what God has allowed to happen.
My God.
Oh, y'all don't want to hear me. So I want to encourage somebody on today. There is nothing that is going on in your life that God don't know about. Oh, my God.
Say that.
That I want to encourage somebody on today. There is nothing that sneaks up on God. There is nothing that gets past his knowledge, past his understanding. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't let the enemy fool you into believing that God has forgotten about you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, glory to God. So in verse 17, amen, it says, and when he came to himself, my God, my God, my God, the Lord really began to minister this to my heart on today. When you begin to come to yourself, regardless of where you are and what you're experiencing, what you've gone through, when you begin to come to yourself, my God, hallelujah, when you begin to come to yourself, you begin to become reminded of who God is. My God, I bless you. My God, I bless you. See, the prodigal son, amen, as he began to, hallelujah, wallow, amen, in the pig, the pig pen, amen, glory to God, and he had squandered everything away, amen.
Come on.
And he just began to live any kind of way, amen, glory to God. And verse 17 says that he came to himself, amen, glory to God. I believe in this time that he was confronted, amen, with being isolated. Come on, with these pigs, because this pig pen is signified a place of desolation. Oh, y'all don't want to hear me. A place of isolation, my God.
Come on,
a place of intimidation, glory to God. A place of identification, because he no longer knew who he was.
Come on. Ooh, glory, Jesus.
And see, some situations, men and women of God, if you would allow me to encourage you just for a moment, when you come, glory to God, through certain trials and tribulations, glory to God, hallelujah, sometimes you don't know who you are. I don't care how long you walk with God, how long, glory to God, you've been anointed, and how long you've been appointed, sometimes you say, God, who am I?
All right, come on now, you preaching real today. Hallelujah.
God, I know I've gotten myself into a mess, Lord God. I know that I stepped outside of your will. I know I moved ahead of your timing, God.
Come on now.
God, I know that you're still able. So in the midst of him having an identity crisis, come on, y'all don't want to hear me on today. See, so many people are walking around looking like they're whole on the outside, but they're torn.
Come on now.
That's why we have so many that are committing suicide, so many that are throwing in the towel, because we rather look like we're whole on the outside. Oh, yes. My God, I bless you, Jesus. Rather than telling somebody, look, I need some help.
I need help, Jesus.
We rather look the part and
look the
my
part.
God, the facade down and know the protocol, and we look like church and we talk like church and we can quote the scripture, but when it comes down to the nitty gritty, some of us don't know how to apply the word of God to our lives. Why is that? Because we have not spent time. We are not applying the word. We are not hitting the word in our heart that we may not sin against. Come on, y'all, let's just be real.
Be real. Thank you,
Jesus. Some of us look so good on the outside. Some of us, we just casket sharp and our hair is laid and we got it cut and we can dance, glory to God. And when we come into the house of the Lord, but when we come home, our lives are not transformed.
My God.
So my question for you on today, man and woman of God, those that are listening, hallelujah, will you be made whole?
Oh,
when God allows you to come to yourself and say, well, God, I'm messed up. God, I'm falling from grace. God, I need your help. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, amen, glory to God, when you are facing isolation? Because nobody wants to be alone. Nobody wants to be lonely, glory to God. In the midst of you being confronted with what it is that's facing you, what are you going to do?
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the midst of, glory to God, are those that are in your ear, those that are in your environment, those that are seeing you falling from grace, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. Those, amen, those that should encourage you, amen, but they speak down, glory to God. When God allows you to come to yourself, what is it that you're going to do? Because the enemy desires to destroy, my God. Come on, somebody.
All right.
I'm about to help you. See, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, my God. He desires to destroy the vision, the purpose, my God, the promise, and the anointing that God has placed on the inside of you. Let's not get it twisted on today. My God. And it's in this type of season, glory to God, that people will walk out of your life.
Come on now.
Because it's much easier to judge where you are than it is to have vision for where God wants to take you. But aren't you glad, amen, on today that God is not like man? Come on, just lean back in your chair and say, I'm so
hallelujah.
Glad that God is not like man. And
oh, glad
I'm so
like
glad to know on today that he that has begun a good work, amen, to God, and you will be faithful to complete it, amen. I need you to get this in your spirit on today that God is a God of commitment, amen. It's important to him, regardless if you have fallen, regardless if you messed up, glory to God, regardless of your storm, however long you've been in it, regardless of the tribulation, my God, God is profoundly watching over the word for your life. And how many of you know that once he opens his mouth and speaks, he's committed to that word, my God, come. Progress or the lack thereof, he's committed to seeing his word come to pass in your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So while God is allowing, come on, there's that word again, while God is allowing. Amen, this pressure, amen, and to be applied, amen, and the tribulation, amen, whether it be self-induced, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, or whether it be one day God has sent to develop you, my God, hallelujah, God is committed, hallelujah, to watching over the word over your life, amen.
While
you're pushing and while you're trying to become everything that God says you're going to become, hallelujah, others may walk out on you and leave you, but God said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. My God, I'll be with you until the end. Come on, somebody. Isaiah 5:11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Come on, somebody. So God is saying, amen, that his word has committed him to you, my God. And he is obligated to see that word come to pass. So you say, so what is it that you're saying, woman of God? I'm telling you, amen, in your process of being made whole, if you are whole, you can get back up again. You can get back up again, my God.
Come on.
You can get back up again. God is prepared to watch, amen, over you through all the seasons of your life, through your faults, through your failures, through your mishaps, through your mistakes, the ups and the downs, the issues, and the drama and the trauma of your life, my God. Hallelujah. God has committed himself to you.
All right.
Amen. But as the Lord began to minister this to my heart, amen, verse 17 said, and he came to himself, and they went to God. Hallelujah. The Lord brought back a situation that had happened to me last year in September. I had broken my ankle. I had fallen down a flight of stairs, and I had broken my ankle, and I was completely unaware of it. And when I became aware of it, the doctor said, well, you mean to tell me you've been walking around for all these days and didn't know that your ankle was broken? The doctor began to tell me that you're going to have to go through rehab. You're going to have to go through physical therapy if you want this bone to set right, if you want it to heal right, if you want to be able to walk in heels ever again, you're going to have to go through therapy. And I said, okay. So I'm thinking it's going to be, you know, maybe just a two-week thing or a three-week thing. But how many of you know, as I begin to see, amen, going up, the physical therapist, she told me it's easier, my God, for you to break a bone than it is for it to heal again. So what is it I'm trying to tell you, glory to God, and your process of being made whole, my God, I bless you, hallelujah. It's a process. says, my God, my God, my God, my God. And what I thought would take 2 weeks, Glory to God, ended up taking a couple of months because I had to, the bone had to realign itself. You don't hear me on today. It had to be restrengthened, it had to be restructured, and it had to be set back into the position in which God created it to work. So I'm telling you on today that in your process of being made whole, it's a process. My God, my God, my God. But God is able to see you through the ups and the downs, my God. Even when you feel like giving up, because there were days when I would go to physical therapy and I'm like, I have to go again. I had to go through the process to get where I needed to be. In order for me to be able to drive again, for me to walk without a limp, glory to God.
Come on, come on.
Glory to God. To go through the process, the healing glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm trying to tie this in with the scripture. Amen, glory to God. So when the prodigal son, when he came to himself, amen, glory to God. First of all, amen, glory to God. When you are being made whole, glory to God, you've got to come to yourself. You've got to recognize something wrong. The first thing in being made whole, you have to acknowledge, Lord, something is wrong. Something has come out of alignment. Something has come out of sync. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. So, amen, as the prodigal son, amen, he began to turn, he began to come home, amen. And he said, amen, glory to God, in verse 19, and no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Amen. Glory to God. I want to encourage those, amen, that those that might be in a backslidden condition, if you have fallen from grace, you can begin again on today. You can begin again on today. God is willing. He's ready to make you whole. He's ready, amen, to put your broken pieces back together. Hallelujah. On today. Hallelujah. He's a God, amen, full of compassion, full of mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can repent and turn from your ways, amen, and God will restore you. I don't care whatever it is that you have done. Hallelujah. God is waiting. Hallelujah, to restore you to your rightful place in him. Don't let, my God, hallelujah, 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 the enemy fool you into believing that God is not in the restoration business.
Okay. He's up.
And don't believe in this hour, because even in the body of Christ, we're seeing it every day, those that are committing suicide and those are just giving up hope and just walking away from the faith. If you are in need of something, now is your time to get help.
Come on.
Put aside your pride, put aside your ego, put aside your degrees, because see, don't none of that mean nothing to God. If you're in need of help on today, hallelujah,
Jesus,
hear me in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
If you're in need of restoration on today, God is able and he's willing to restore you. Amen. Glory to God. And
hallelujah.
One thing that I have found out, when you are truly in need of help, when you're desperate, you will go to any measure to get the help that you need.
All right, all right. Hey, glory. Jesus.
when you're desperate. I can see the woman with the issue of blood. Hallelujah.
Come on.
I can see the woman with the issue of blood. She became desperate. Amen. Glory to God. The word of the Lord tells us that there were so many people around. Glory to God. And she had to push her way through. When you become desperate, amen, glory to God, for a change, when you become hungry, you become thirsty for God's glory, for his manifested glory to show up in your life. When you say, God, I can't go on like this, God. I can't go on pretending, God. I can't go on, Lord, putting up a facade. I need help. You'll go. Amen. To any measure. It doesn't matter if they're having Sunday school. It doesn't matter if you're in the middle of an offering, glory to God. It doesn't matter if they're in the middle of a benediction. It doesn't matter, hallelujah, if you're in the grocery store, glory to God, or if you're dropping your children off to school, but when you are in desperate need for God,
come on,
stand up.
Ooh, Jesus, what we won't do.
You come outside of yourself. You come outside of yourself, glory to God. Hallelujah. When you're desperate, hallelujah. Glory to God. As a woman with the issue of blood, amen, glory to God, she pushed her way, amen, glory to God. She wasn't saying, excuse me, oh, pardon me, can I get my...
Come on.
She pushed her way. She made it her business to get to the master. In some situations in your life that you're facing, you're going to have to make it your business to get in the face of the king.
Lord Jesus.
You're going to have to press. Hallelujah. You're going to have to press through your praise. You're going to have to press through your worship. You're going to have to press through consecration. You're going to have to press, amen, glory to God, and spending time with God.
Ah, glory to God.
Because when you're desperate, hallelujah, glory
come
to
on
God.
Now.
Some things just don't matter. My God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I know, hallelujah, there have been times, there have been situations, amen, that have arisen in my life when I had sickness in my body. Sleep didn't mean nothing to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Me watching TV and connecting on social media, not that meant anything because I have to have an appointment with the master.
All right. Come on. Jesus.
And I said that when you really want to be made whole, when you really want to change, amen, glory to God, when you really need a touch, when you need a divine visitation, when you need the glory of God to show up, hallelujah, glory to God, you will come out of yourself, amen, glory to God. Those that know you, they'll say, oh, well, what's going on with that?
What's going on? Hallelujah.
She on the altar, amen, glory to God. She's laying out before God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Or sometimes you have to disconnect yourself from people because when you are in need, when you're desperate to become more like him, see, don't nobody want to be more like Jesus. Oh, y'all don't hear me on today. Hallelujah. When you want to be more like him, oh, God, when you want to walk like him, when you want to talk like him, hallelujah, when you want to love like him, my God, hallelujah, when you want to give like him, my God, I bless you, hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
You, hallelujah, will find yourself, amen, glory to God, going to desperate measures. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen. It is a plot of the enemy in this hour to get the people of God off focus. Off focus. He wants to distract us, amen, glory to God, from that which God has begun in our lives, that which God has set before us, amen, glory to God.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so easily to become distracted, amen. But glory to God,
yeah,
you've got to be like a tree, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That's planted by the river of water. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. In this season of your life, you might not find anyone, amen, glory to God, that is encouraging you, or you might not have an amen corner, but sometimes you've got
come
to encourage
now
yourself. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
salvation. Amen. Glory to God. You got to lift up your head. Oh, you Jason, be you lifted up. You are doors and the kings of glory. Hallelujah. Shall come in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Has y'all not known? Has y'all not heard? Hallelujah. That the everlasting, hallelujah, God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faineth not, hallelujah, neither is weary. There is no searching of this understanding, my God. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might, hallelujah. He increases strength, hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Even the youth shall faint, hallelujah, and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, my God. But they that wait upon the Lord, hallelujah, shall renew their strength, hallelujah. They shall mount up, hallelujah, with wings as eagles, my God.
Come on now.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, hallelujah. Sometimes, hallelujah, you got to get in the mirror, and encourage yourself in the Lord, hallelujah. This is not the time or the place to throw in the towel. This is not the time to give up. This is not the time to forget the promises of the Lord.
Come on.
And amen, hallelujah. This is not the time to turn your back, oh God. This is not the time, oh God, to succumb to the workings of the enemy. Oh, my God, I know you're disgusted. I know you're frustrated. I know you feel like throwing in the towel. But, my God, sometimes you got to come to yourself. Sometimes you got to shake yourself. Oh, my God. Sometimes you got to check yourself and say, wait a minute. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah, 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 glory to God, glory to God, amen.
Hallelujah.
I just want to encourage you, amen, that if you can just hold on just a little while longer,
hallelujah,
just a little while longer, I guarantee you that when God brings the benediction, amen, glory to God,
glory.
To the situation, to the storm, to this trial, because the word of the Lord declares that weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning, glory to God. And that lets me know as a believer, as an heir, as a son of God, hallelujah, that the sun will shine again. I don't care how long it's been raining, glory to God. How long, my God, you've been in the wilderness. The sun will shine again. And God will cause an end, glory to God, to come to the situation in your life.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah. God has not forgotten about you.
Yes.
He's not forgotten the word that he has spoken over your life. Or the word of the Lord declares. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil to give you an expected end. Come on, somebody.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God. How many of you know that you have been chosen to succeed against God?
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Chosen to survive. Chosen to outlast. Chosen to make it. Chosen to overcome. Hallelujah. Chosen to be victorious. The Lord wants you to know, my God, that the pressure that's been applied to your life is not going to break you, but it's going to build you, my God. That this storm, that this remaking, that this developing that he's allowing to come in your life, that it's going to strengthen you. It's not going to take you out, but it's going to carry you over, my God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of the scripture that says that we have the treasure in earthen vessels.
Come on.
The excellency of the power. Hallelujah. May be of God. And not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair.
Come on.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Go ahead.
Cast out, but not destroyed.
Not destroyed.
The Lord wants you. Hallelujah. Man of God, woman of God, backslider, he makes you happy is good.
Harden not your heart. You're going to make me free.
God, yes, you to remain persistent. My God.
So glory.
God. Hallelujah. He wants you to remain persistent, meaning to endure tenaciously. He wants you to persevere. He wants you to maintain your purpose in spite of the difficulty, in spite of obstacles, my God, in spite of you being discouraged, my God. He wants you to yet persevere. He yet wants you to journey on, my God. Hallelujah. And lastly, God wants you to pursue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants you, my God.
Oh,
my God. To continue in the things of God. Because it will be so much easier for you to give up.
Lord,
but God
has
said, I've invested too much in you for you to give up now. Give up now. He's brought you too far. He's seen you through too many storms. He brought you through too many valleys. He brought you through too many mountains. Hallelujah. Now is not the time for you to give up. Don't you give up, man or woman of God. Don't you give up. You got to look to the hills from which cometh your help. Hallelujah, because all of your help comes from God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Will you be made whole? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Will you be made whole? I know you've been saved for so many years, and I know you have so many titles, amen, glory to God. But now is your time, amen, glory to God. For God, for you to allow God to restore you to your rightful place.
Glory to God.
So many of us are bombarded and are dealing with so many things that we are completely out of sync. We're out, amen, glory to God, of balance. And God wants us to live a balanced life.
Ah, Jesus.
Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. I know you feel, amen, to that man of God, to that woman of God, amen, that's in leadership, amen, glory to God. You feel like you don't have, amen, glory to God, anyone, amen, that you can just be real with. Because the truth of the matter be told, hallelujah, as people are coming to you and people are getting advice, amen, and people are coming to you for prayer and for counsel and advice, you're saying, well, God, what about me?
Ah, oh, Jesus. Hey, glory to God. What about
you're
me,
saying,
Jesus?
What about me? I want you know you are not alone today.
Glory to God. Jesus.
You are not alone. What has happened is you're not in balance. You're not in sync. Now is the time for God to restore you.
Jesus.
You see, when you're desperate, you don't care about your title.
Come on now. Come on.
You don't care just about being an apostle and presiding prelay and this year. See, we allow these titles to make us instead of us making the title.
Come on now.
Oh, my God.
You're preaching. I love that. Title.
And then when we get these titles, we allow people to put us on pedestals. And the same one that put you on pedestal yesterday will be the same one that slaps you down tomorrow. Oh, y'all don't.
Come on now. Come on.
Just
you
be real for a moment. Do you want to be made whole? I know you have a large congregation. I know that you have a worldwide ministry. I know that you're going international and your name is well known. Will you allow God to make you over again?
Glory to God.
Will you allow God? And the Lord has just spoken to my spirit. There's somebody connected on the line today who has experienced some church hurt. Oh God, I bless you. You've experienced such great church hurt that you have become unattached.
My.
You have distanced yourself. You say, well, God, if this is what you are like, I don't want anything to do with it. And see, it's a plot of the enemy to get you to yourself. Oh, my God, my God. He wants you to believe that everybody is against you and that everybody that says they're of God operates this way, operates in the spirit of error, my God. But I come to let you know as a woman of God on today that is not so. Amen. Glory to God. And you have to reconnect yourself, amen, glory to God, to the body. And I'm not necessarily talking about your local church, but you've disconnected yourself from God. Today is your day.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Even as you say, well, you don't know what they did to me, woman of God, and you don't know what they said to me, and you don't know how it affected me. You don't know how it affected my children and how it affected my ministry. Today is your day. Today is your day. Today is your day, hallelujah, to be made whole. To be made whole. Are you willing to say, God, I'm broken? Because some of us have a problem with saying that we have an issue. Nobody wants to admit that they're wrong. Nobody wants to admit that something is wrong. No. Everybody wants to look like everything is well and everything is dandy.
Jesus.
My God. But it's time to take off the mask on today.
Come on.
It's time to take off the mask. It's time to return home. It's time to come on back home. God sees your scars, he sees your wounds, he sees your bruises, and he's ready and he's willing and he's able to restore. He's able to heal. He's able to deliver. He's able to set free.
Glory, Jesus.
This is your time. This is your moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you be made whole? And you said, some of you say, well, woman of God, that's not my case. So many are battling in their minds. Amen. Glory to God. And we have a constant battle. I don't care how saved or sanctified you are. There will be a constant battle. But we overcome the battle by renewing ourselves with the word of God and allowing that word to constantly transform us. So you can't get nothing out if you don't put anything in. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And it's the enemy, he wants you to believe that you have fallen so far from grace.
Glory.
That you stayed out of the ark of safety for so long. That you fell out of communion with God, but that he could never restore you. I come to let you know on today that the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar, hallelujah. And God is able. He's willing to restore. He's able to forgive you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even with your title, even with your degrees, amen, even with your social status, God is able to forgive you. He's able to restore you. And he's able to put you back into complete alignment with his will.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be made whole on today? Are you willing to go the distance? Are you willing to face the man in the mirror and say, God, I need to be made over.
My.
God, I need you to restore me. I need my joy restored. Amen. So, woman of God, I've been going through for so long, it seems like my joy is gone.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It seems like I can't get a prayer through. It seems like I just can't even lift my hands. God is willing.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
And he is able to do just what he said he would do. And the awesome thing about God is he's such a gentleman. He doesn't force himself on anyone. Amen, glory to God. But if you are willing and if you're ready today, amen, glory to God. If you're in need of restoration, amen. If your mind, amen, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes, glory.
If you've been battling in your mind, battling in your spirit,
you, Jesus,
glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God is able. He's willing today.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And you look to the left and you look to the right and you're taking advice from this one and taking advice from that one and you're watching Dr. Phil and listening to Oprah. And God has said, I'm standing right here.
You don't know more, Sonia. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Sometimes the very vicissitudes, the very issues of life can feel like they just knock the wind out of you. The very wind just knock it out of you. And you say, God, I don't know where to go. It feels like I'm waddling in the mud. I don't know where to go from here. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I want you to know today that God is able. He's able to restore you. He's able to keep you. He's able to heal your brokenness where you're broken, where you're torn down. He's able to restore the joy. He's able to restore the peace. He's able to restore the love. Hallelujah, you Jesus. Glory to God. I just magnify you on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to, amen, turn it over to the host. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. And you're almost there. Glory to God. A real word. Hey, you're almost there.
Thank you, Lord God.
Amen. I thank God for this word today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Many of us walk around every day hurting inside.
Yeah.
You know, we smile to keep from crying. Hallelujah. We smile because we don't want people to see that we're hurting. We don't even want to confront and deal with the hurts. Glory to God. But Jesus suffered and he came. That we may have a right. He came to redeem us back.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. So we don't have to walk around hurt. We don't have to walk around depressed. We don't have to walk around putting forth a facade. Amen. You know, we can pretend sometimes. But after we leave the crowd and we're by ourselves, hallelujah, that's when we feel this thing. Hey, glory to God. And that's why Jesus said a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he would in no ways turn it away. Ah, glory
Thank
to God.
God.
He says it's time to take off the mask. Many of us on this line, even the mothers, Mother Charity and Mother Cannon. Ah, Mother Cannon shared a story with me, and I know she don't mind me telling it, that someone had, I don't know if they slapped the mother or spit on her, and mother took it. And that same person, ah, glory to God, had to
My
come
God.
Back and needed mother. And mother didn't throw that in her face. Mother didn't say, I know you don't have nerve enough after you have slapped me, after you have spit on me, to come back for me to pray for you.
My
How
God.
Many of us would do that? Mother shared that story with me. And I know she don't mind me telling. Mother Cannon and Mother Charity is the oldest on the, they are our elders.
Amen,
on this line. And I know they have some stories that they can tell us of how they have endured. Hey, how God was able to keep them whole.
Thank you, God.
It haven't always been easy. I know
some
of the saints have disappointed us. Some of them have gotten on our last nerve. Some of them have done and said some despicable things about us. Amen. But guess what? We had to do like Jesus. Say, Lord,
Thank you, God.
Forgive them, for they know not what they
They
know
Hallelujah.
Not what they do. Hallelujah. How
yes,
many are on this line today? I've seen some of you all on the line. Hey, amen. And I know some of you all have been through some difficulties. Amen. Where you came in limping. You wasn't whole. But you made your way to the church. Hallelujah. Right
yes,
after
God.
Somebody had told you how ugly and how nasty this was, you still came in limping. But you came.
You,
amen. Because you wanted to be made whole. You came because guess what? You was expecting something. You came because you loved the Lord. Amen. Amen. We love the Lord. Ah,
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We want to make it in whole. But I heard somebody say, I don't care if I have to come in with one leg, one eye, one arm, as long as I make it in. Well, that's not my testimony. Amen. Everything that God put in this physical body, I want to see Jesus with my two arms, my two legs, my two eyes. I want to see him with every physical body part that he birthed me with. Lord of God. Is that being selfish? No. That's being made whole. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus died on the cross. But you know what? The scripture foretold in the Old Testament that none of his bones would be broken.
Hallelujah.
The nails that they drove through his fingers, through his hands, amen, not his feet, his hands, amen, amen.
Yes.
Now, how is that possible that somebody can drive a nail through your hand and yet none of your bones was broken? Glory to God. Jesus. Will you, do you want to be made whole? We don't have to walk around with all of these issues that we have. We can get rid of them today.
Yes.
All you have to do is say, Lord, I want to be made whole. Not tomorrow, because tomorrow isn't promised, but today. The woman of God have already preached.
Thank you, Jesus. The day
you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Sometimes we do things and we make mistakes and we err, and then we feel like we can't come back. You know, and then she said, there's nothing that you have done that God don't already know about.
There's nothing
that you will experience that he don't even know is going to happen before time. He knows everything. He knows our future events. He knows our destiny. He knows our end from the very beginning.
Thank you,
this
God.
Girl that preached here today. Hallelujah.
You,
I'm hurting right now.
Thank
hey, you know what I'm going to say? I've been in this city 3 weeks, and I have not gone to visit my daughter's grave. You know why? Because I have work to do. I can't let the enemy cause me to become distracted. And I feel in my spirit, once I go, you know, I didn't wanna be depressed. I wanted to keep my spirits uplifted and high because I have work to do.
Hallelujah.
And I say, I'll visit my daughter. She's not there anyway. She said, that's just a physical body, that physical house. That's what's there. The spirit goes back. The soul goes back to the God that gave it. So
yes,
I'm not visiting my daughter. I'm just visiting a monument that has already been set up for us to memorialize. That's it. But the spirit is already, the soul goes back to God. God, the one that gives the life. Amen. So I say I won't be distracted. I'll visit. And now I got work to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
so we don't have to walk around with all of these issues, with all of these problems, with all of these things that we have against one another. You know, you hear people say it every day. Oh, I'm not going to church, Pastor Logan. All these hypocrites. When I go, I want to be right. Well, guess what? You can't get right on your own.
That's right.
How you going to get right doing the same thing day in and day out? How you going to keep on smoking and drinking and whoremongering and talking about, oh, I'm going when I get right? Well, what's causing you not to get right outside of the church? The pastor preached today. Amen. Say, you all get ready to go to the second line on Sunday? Make a sacrifice and say, I'm going to the house of the Lord and say it. It's time, people, to be made whole. We have enough. Every day that God gives us another opportunity to be in the land of the living, that's our time. Time is running out. Time isn't on our side. Time is on God's side.
Yes,
it's on His side. Glory to God. Will you be made whole?
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Yes,
God is trying
to
talk to us. He's trying to talk to us. He's trying to take us somewhere.
Thank you,
it's
Lord.
It's time to quit playing church.
Hi.
You see people
Hallelujah.
Every day playing church. They're
Jesus.
Playing with people's lives. But that's all right. My Bible tell me,
whoa,
to the pastors that scatter my sheep.
Yes,
woe
God.
Unto you. I don't have to do you anything, but God going to get you. Hallelujah. Those that have hurt the sheep, the shepherd is to care for the sheep. The
yes,
shepherd
God.
Is not to abuse and misuse and mistreat and mishandle and disrespect the sheep. They
yes,
are to care. The good shepherd cares and loves the sheep. What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Help
when
us,
we
help.
Disregard and disrespect and misuse and mistreat God's sheep. We are
Ooh.
The sheep of God's pasture.
Yes,
we
God.
Are His sheep, and He loves His sheep.
Yes.
The Bible says, If one of the sheep leave the fold, the good shepherd go out. He leave the 99 and he go look for the one.
Go get that one.
That's
yes.
a good shepherd. We're
yes.
not to make merchandise of God's people.
Ooh.
God is sick of it. And every year you're hearing something where somebody have fallen by the wayside. Somebody have been exposed or revealed. Hallelujah. But you know what? They haven't just, when they get exposed and they get revealed, it's not because they just did that. God got sick of their mess. Hallelujah. And when God gets sick of you, he'll make it known. Because he have given you a warning. But when we fail to take heed to God's warning, then God removed that covering off of us. He removed that hedge of protection from us. Ah, people are walking. You got folks in the church today with reprobated minds. Because guess what? When they knew God, they didn't glorify him as God, and God gave them over. When God gave them over, I don't care if it's my mama, I don't care if it's my daughter, my granddaughter, guess what? When God take his hands off you, there's nothing else nobody else can do for you, baby. Nothing else no one can do. So with that being said, this woman of God, Jesus. And I just want to say to you all, be careful. The scripture said, know them that labor among you. Be careful when you run to all of these different places and get on all these different lines. Guess what? This line here been on for almost 2.5 years. And anybody that's not preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, if they're not living holy, I believe God is a just and righteous God, and he will reveal it.
Oh, yes. Yes, he will.
I'm not here to play no games. I'm not here to win no popularity contest. I'm not in high school anymore. I have graduated. I am about God's business. And God's business is souls. God is interested in souls, not houses, not land, not furs, not jewelry. He's not interested in that. How well you can preach, how well you can teach. He's not interested in that. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And he said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. That's all he's interested in. Be careful. She already done preached about these positions and titles. God is promotion comes from God. He said, if you faithful over a few, I will make you ruler over men. All you have to do is be faithful. All you have to do is stay in God's will. Hallelujah. And you women looking for husbands. Let me just throw this out here. Honey, if they don't love God, if they're not sincere about their soul salvation, you better run quickly. Because we got some Pentecostal playboys and some Pentecostal pimps and prostitutes. That's right.
Yes, it is.
And they're in the pulpit, and they have their three-piece suits on, and they're preaching and teaching just like Pastor Tajana and I. Amen. But you better know them. The Bible says if any of them come preaching any other gospel than that which we have preached, let them be accursed.
That's it.
Okay?
Thank you, Lord.
God ain't playing. Will you be made whole? I'm going to leave it alone. We're going to open up the line. We're going to open up the lines. Yeah, glory to God. Well, do you want to be made whole?
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you want to be whole? See, God gives us a choice. That's why I love him, because he don't force no man to come to him. He said, whomsoever will, let them come.
Let them come.
You have to examine yourself, and you have to make an intelligent decision. Do I want to be whole, or do I want to just continue living like I'm living? Hallelujah, mind messed up. Don't know which way to go. Don't even know how to make a decision. And then you talk about hypocrites. Well, look in the mirror. Amen. Because God is sending you a warning, God want us to be helped. He want us to be whole. He don't want us to keep going around the same thing over and over and over and over. Ah, you've been in this thing 20, 30 years. Come on now. You should be teaching somebody else how to endure, teaching somebody else how to go through, how to be made whole. Ooh, God, same folks in the prayer line every time they come. Come on, what, you got the Holy Ghost? Lay hands on yourself. Ooh, Jesus, God is sick of this mess. Lord, let me leave y'all alone. I'm going to open up these lines. Because guess what? This was a word. Pastor Tajana Logan lives in Georgia, in the state of Georgia. She is serious about souls. She is serious about the work of the kingdom of God. She is serious about salvation. She's not here trying to get a name. She can preach. She can preach every day if she wanna. Amen. Because she has a calling on her life. But she came to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with us today. Do you want to be whole? I'm done. I'm going to go to an area code that been on this line from the very beginning. I don't know the telephone number, so I'm not familiar with your number, but I'm greeting you in the mighty name of Jesus, and this is area code 470. The last four of your number is 5063. Can you greet us and tell us who you are? Area code 470. The last four of your number is 5063. If not, we're moving on. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for tuning
can
in
you hear
today.
Me?
Yes, I could hear you now. Yes,
my
God bless you.
My name is Sister Kalita McKenzie. I'm calling from Lithonia, Georgia. That's my goddaughter, Pastor Logan is, and I just enjoyed the message today. I love y'all. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Sister McKenzie, for coming on. God bless you.
Thank you.
Out of Georgia. All right. What part of Georgia are you in?
Lithonia, Georgia.
Lithonia. All right. All right. I know about those areas. Well,
yes,
God
ma'am.
Bless you. Thank you
thank
for tuning
you.
In.
Thank you. God bless you, too. I enjoyed the program. Thank you.
Amen, amen. All right, we're moving on. We're going straight down the switchboard today. I see the man of God, Liberal Democrat. God bless you.
Amen.
In Mother Cannon.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor Logan. Amen. That was a word. Amen, amen. Reminding us to stay attached to God. Amen to God. Amen. Because you only can go away for so long, get so far away from God before, amen, you come unattached. So this was a warning for us today, amen. Those of listening, amen, we ain't going to have no excuse. With all this word coming on this line, amen, he don't send judgment without a warning. So this was a warning right here. Amen. Get back close. Get close. Get close. Get back to Jesus. You've been away too far. You've been afar too long. Ain't been reading the Bible. Ain't been praying. Ain't been fasting. Amen. But it's time to get back again because you go so far away, the woman of God said, amen to God, you will be out there. Amen, amen, hallelujah. The prodigal son is real. It's happening every day, over and over again. Amen. So the Bible says, the day you hear the sound of my voice, harden not your heart. So we receive
harden
this word, Lord God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if you feel led to say anything to any of the listeners, Pastor Logan, you're certainly welcome to interrupt us and go forth. We're going to Mother God. Well, God bless you, Minister Democrat. We're going to preach the powerful word on yesterday. Come out of want and move into, I believe, get into your new home. Amen.
Amen.
I've been sending some powerful messages on this broadcast. Amen. We're going to one of my favorite mothers, Mother Cannon. God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. That was a wonderful, wonderful preaching today, and it brought my mind back. The song said, let's get rid of church and let's go home. Oh, the word of God has been preached today, and I've enjoyed it. And may God bless you all, and everybody have to search their own heart and see if they're ready when Jesus comes, because he's coming back, church, and he's
come
coming
on,
back
Mama.
For a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. I'm looking for that great day when Jesus comes and take us out of this world. Because
ahead,
it's not just corruption and sin, but Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundant. It's been preached today. May God bless all of you. I love you. Bye-bye in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen, Mother. God bless you. Love you much. I put your package in the mail today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, Mother, good hearing you. Amen. We're going to Evangelist Doris. God bless you. So good to see you on the line today.
Thank you so much. I just said, oh, my God, I need to connect today. I was really blessed listening to the preaching. Thank you so much. You are always on fire. I feel like I miss you. I feel like you're so far away. But I'll call you, Evangelist.
No, I'm not.
I will call you. I will call you.
Okay.
Just give me time. Give me time. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you.
That's Evangelist Doris out of Vallejo, California, all of my California friends. I'm only a phone. It seems like I'm far away, but I'm only a phone call or a prayer away. Hey,
yes.
Glory to God. Absolutely. Give my love to your husband.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. God bless you. Prophetess Darlene, God bless you.
God bless you. Good afternoon, everyone. God bless. I give honor to the Most High God. I give honor to Pastor Bernard. I give honor to the pastor that spoke on today. I thank God for the great woman of God. I thank God for the word that was spoken on today. And I like the analogy that she used about her ankle. And I just appreciate the word and also the things that you said, Pastor Bernard, afterwards, and also what Mother said, too. So I thank God for this broadcast. Thank God for the word being real. In these last days, we better get right. And so I'm examining myself and saying, God, clean me up, wash me, purge me, because I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to be a false leader. So I'm asking God to work on me and make me whole.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Amen.
You,
we're going to a Prophetess Vanessa out of Maryland. God bless you, sweetheart.
God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. Woman of God, thank you for that word. As you were speaking, I was one of those people at a time that was sitting up in church that was so tore up and messed up. In leadership, right under my pastors, and nobody even recognized it, but the woman of God came in and spoke one night, and I'm talking about my mother, Prophetess Darlene, that just spoke, and when she gave the life back into me, I shook and I came to myself. I fell in her chest and I was in a cry, and things began to break off of me, and I'm not ashamed to tell it, because I was in ministry, tore up from church God, I'll sit here, and I won't deny who you are, but I'm not doing nothing else, and I'm not doing this, and I'm not doing that. But on that day, as I cried, things began to break off of me, and I realized that God put on my life was more important than anything that I have experienced, anything that I ever go through, that God is more important than all of that. So I speak to everyone that's on this line. Please take heed to the word that comes forth out of both of the pastors on the day, for they are shaking you and quickening you to get in place. It's the commandment of God.
Go ahead.
Do not turn away and leave on this day and not recognize who God wants you to be in this day and time. God bless each and every one of y'all. And thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All right. The woman of God, they have testified.
Thank you, Lord.
She was playing, but another woman of God spoke a word in our life that changed her. Hallelujah.
Right.
And caused her to get back into rightful standing with God. It's time. Time is running out. Glory to God. Amen. So glad to see Sister T. God bless you, Sister T. And then we're going to Lady Rosalind. We want you to remember Lady Rosalind's women's conference, and we'll have her to give those announcements after Sister T. God bless you, Sister T.
God bless you as well. First, it'd be an honor to God, to Evangelist Bernard and Mother Ruby and all the people in their respective places, and to the speaker of today, Dr. John Logan. I just thank God for this message because it really did touch my heart. I can definitely give a testimony of walking around looking whole but not being whole. I'm one of those people that do like to dress well, look well, and smell well, and all that kind of stuff. But on the inside, it was brokenness. You know, there was a lot of broken places. Dealing with grief, dealing with pain, and rejection, and abandonment issues, and all those things. But I think, oh God, lift me up from nothing. Just broke all that stuff down and mended me back together.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And back in right standing, I've seen him remove the taste of cigarettes away, the taste of having drinks away. And I've seen how he dealt with my mind and how he removed people. And I was wondering why all these bad and crazy things were happening to me, dealing with my family and my mom's estate and all kind of crazy stuff was happening. But I see how God was molding me, strengthening me. And I heard him tell me that everything the enemy meant for your bad, I meant it for your good. It was your training.
Jesus.
So I just thank God. I thank God for, especially for the evangelist. She knows me. She knows me pretty well. She knows how I like to go out and minister to people. But God has to definitely clean me up so I can be the people. So when I'm out there talking to them, they can know that this lady has been through some stuff. And God brought her out, and he can bring me out, too. So I definitely thank you for bringing this message today. And I feel like the lady that touched the hem of Jesus' garment.
Hey, glory.
Whole. I feel so whole.
Hallelujah.
That I have never had before. I've always been a radical praise in person, but the praise now is a peaceful praise.
A peaceful praise. I like that, Sister T.
Worship, you know, is the spirit that lives inside me that just sings melodies to the Lord. So I just praise and honor God for even stepping up to the plate today and bringing his word. I took about 4 pages of notes, and I'm going to definitely share this with my goddaughters and my friends and to let them know that, you know, God is in control.
Hallelujah.
And he wants to pull us out of that junk. He wants to pull us out of that mess. He wants to deal with our minds, our hearts.
I thank God
for what he's doing. And I love you guys all. And you give me another word. And you said to be careful. We have to be careful who we allow to pour into us. You know,
You better know.
Oh, yeah.
With all these winds and doctrines and, you know. So we got people tongues that ain't even being interpreted, and so
we
got to be careful who we allow to sow all this junk into us. So I just continue to thank God for his discernment. I thank God for, you know, just keeping my mind and opening my spiritual eyes and ears, and he'll tell me, you know, you watch
your
network, and he'll tell you, you know what, turn the channel, because that ain't me. So,
all right.
For what he's doing, and I love you, Evangelist. I know you ain't no but a prayer away and a phone call away, but I love you, and I just love what God is doing for you in your life. I can't wait to get on that airplane and come to Louisiana.
All right. I'm looking for you all in September. Amen,
yeah.
Amen. Well, God bless you.
Can I say something?
Yes, go right ahead.
To the caller that, you said her name is Sister T?
Yeah, Sister T.
Are you still there, dear?
Yes.
Amen. As you begin to speak, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say nothing yet. As you just begin to
testify to the goodness of the Lord. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, no, you haven't seen anything yet. But this is a season where God is refining the gifts that he has invested in you. He's refining. Don't think it's strange when the Lord begins to wake you up. Don't think it's just insomnia.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
When you can't go to sleep, don't try to force it. Don't cut on the TV. Don't get on the computer. It's time for you to get on your face.
Ah, yes. Glory.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You are in a season of development. God is going to begin to develop you like never before. God is going to sharpen. You know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. He's going to begin to sharpen the gift.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And along with this, this definition that God is bringing, there's going to be a greater attack, but you're going to be aware of it. Bless you, God. Now is the time for you to begin to press into God like never before.
Yes, Lord.
Because I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying he's going to use that which you have experienced. Oh, my God.
Lord,
he's going to use what you've experienced to draw men and women to God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
It's going to draw.
Yes,
it's going to draw. And I see a very peculiar anointing.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Glory
Don't
to God.
Try to fit in the box because you never will.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, right now, surrender again. Just God wants you to say, God, I surrender again.
I surrender again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. My God. And see, this season that you're in is all about your obedience. Your obedience to God. And what you're willing to sacrifice.
Yes,
for you
Lord.
To be more like him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Nothing yet. Nothing yet. Nothing yet. God, I bless you. God, I bless you.
Glory.
God, I bless you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you.
Lord. Hallelujah.
And I even hear the Spirit of the Lord say things that have haunted you from your childhood. Oh, God, I bless you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Speak, Lord, speak.
I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, in this season, God is sealing the doors. He's sealing every portal. My God, with the blood. With the blood.
Glory to God.
Because of your obedience, it's time for you to consecrate yourself. It's time for you to push away your plate and get on your face. God is saying he's severing every tie.
Jesus.
He's severing things that used to cause your hair to stand up.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God said, when you remember it, the pain won't be there.
Thank you. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Love you, Jesus.
He's going to use your experience and the very thing that the enemy used to traumatize you and torment you. He's going to turn it around and get it for his glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I believe God. Thank you, Lord. He's already doing that. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
As he pulls, as you feel God drawing, No, it's not that you can't see. It's God is calling you. He's calling you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Nothing yet. You hadn't seen anything yet. I just keep hearing it in my ear. No, you hadn't seen anything yet.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Continue to pray for my son. He lives in Atlanta, and he's telling me he's living on the street. So just continue to pray for him. Same as Aaron, and I talked to him today. He sounds real strong, but, you know, mother.
We got. I need to get his number, Sister T, after the broadcast. I'll call you and get his numbers. We know many people there in Georgia, and Pastor Logan is in Georgia too, so we need to get your son's number, and I'll get that number from you after the broadcast, okay?
All right,
but we're going to pray for him again today before we dismiss.
Thank you. I love you guys. Thank you for that.
Love you too. Love you too. Now, I know Pastor TJ don't know anything about Sister T, but everything she spoke, she was on it. She was on it. Sister T is a soul winner. She loved the witness. And, I mean, she don't have no fear in witnessing. That's just who she is. And God is going to bless her. She's been faithful to this broadcast. She's been faithful to my ministry. And God can't do nothing but elevate you and bless you, Sister T, and give you the desires of your heart. So everything she spoke, hallelujah, she don't know you, but she called it. She spoke just what God had given her to speak to you.
Yes.
Amen.
Only God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen, amen. We're going to Lady Roslyn. Praise the Lord, Lady Roslyn. We're just so happy. I'm not going to be able to make the conference. I had another commitment. I couldn't be in two places. So I'm going to be praying for that conference, but you'll see me. I'm pretty much close to you now, so I'm like thousands of miles away as opposed to hundreds of miles away. So I have a fellowship that I have to attend this Friday and Saturday, and I had made a commitment to be there in that fellowship. So I just wanted to say that to you, but we're praying for that conference to be a wonderful success. Amen, and that somebody, that some souls will go down in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to bring Lady Roslyn on and let her tell you about that conference and have a word from her. God bless you, Lady Roslyn.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. I appreciate just you having the desire to be there, but most of all, we certainly do covet your prayers, and we appreciate you and those of you that will certainly pray for the Women of Destiny Empowerment Conference that will convene beginning tomorrow through Saturday. And we're expecting God to do nothing less than what he's done in the past. We expect him to do great things. I came in on the latter part when you were talking. I do apologize. I was at work, but I hate I missed the message.
I know.
That I would definitely go back just listening to the comments that were said. And I thank God for you, Pastor Logan, even how you just spoke into the sister's life, giving her a word, giving her direction. I bless God for that. And I just thank God for this line. I can always call in. I just thank God for the spirit of the saints of God, such realness and genuineness, and to always receive a fresh and anointed word.
Jesus.
Those are two things that keep bringing me back anytime that I can get an opportunity. And I bless God for you, Evangelist Bernard, because God has given you such a special assignment to what I see. It's how you just bring in the people of God. Most people that connect with this line are people in leadership, those of us who carry the word of God.
That's true.
And what it
does,
it's iron sharpening iron. And many times people are ministering, and I thank God for Prophetess Darlene's testimony that she often gives. People are hurt and different things, and there's healing that goes forth. There's just so much that goes forth from this line to where it constantly allow us to see ourselves and transformation and bringing us up to another level. And I thank God for the vision that God has given
thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's an anointed vision with a specific assignment for the kingdom.
Thank
and I bless God for it. And I thank God for the caliber of people that you bring on this line to speak
thank
to
you,
us.
Jesus.
I thank God for the, you know, these people have been in the face of God, and they ain't about trying to be popular. They're not trying to
please and entertain
anybody, but they have been in the face of God, and they've given us what God has given them. And that's why I keep coming back, because I'm a real person. I'm real. I'm authentic, and I like the spirit. And there's certainly, you hit the target every time. They hit the target. So stay in the face of God, that you continue to seek God for those people that you're using. And I thank God for all of you that minister on this line. I thank God for all of you that even give your comments.
Jesus.
And God bless you, Minister Democrat.
A few weeks ago,
my husband heard you teach, and he was asking me who you were. And I told him, I said, you have been a blessing from what I've been seeing and have heard to Evangelist Bernard in this ministry.
God bless you for having such a humble spirit, a spirit of health,
a spirit not to take over, but to come in and pick up wherever she needs you to pick up. And Sister Ruby, you know, hey, I give you your flowers. I just love you all. And I haven't met hardly any of you all. I know Evangelist Bernard, such a loving, wonderful woman of God. And I thank God for you and even giving me the opportunity to make my announcement on this line. But people of God, just remember us and the speakers and the delegates that will be coming, that God will just move in an awesome way. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Amen. And I tell you, Lady Rosalind Morris and her husband is pastoring and outside of Birmingham, Alabama. I've known them for over 20 some odd years. Amen. And they have always been faithful, and you know, would see them together at the different nationals and conventions and different things that we would attend together. And just a beautiful, beautiful saved couple that love the Lord. So I'm excited about being so close to them. You know, God had birthed in my spirit a true fellowship, and that was to bring pastors and leaders together for true fellowship, not for to have to be on the platform to speak, but just to have fellowship. That's it. Nothing more and nothing less. And I'm seeing that God has, he birthed this in my spirit, and I'm actually living it and witnessing it being manifested in this season. So again, I tell you all, I need all of you all to make the sacrifice and let the road lead you here to New Orleans, September the 4th and 6th, where I can. I'm excited about introducing some of the apostolic people that have been serving God for all these years that I've been in fellowship with to some more ministers and pastors and leaders that may not be in of the same denomination. As long, I'm one thing about me, if you love the Lord and God is using you and you live in holy, guess what? I respect that, but I'm not into people in their denominations, because I know one thing, God can save anybody. Amen.
Right.
He is the one that has the heaven. He's the one that has the hell. So God can save anybody. So I embrace all people of all walks. If God tell me to go and give a word to the atheist, I believe that before I finish with that atheist, he's going to be saying, what must I do to be saved? And that's
all
the
right
mantle that God has given me in this season. So mark your calendars. We're going to have an opportunity. Everyone will have an opportunity to say something in this meeting. You may not have 45 minutes, but you will have some minutes. I guarantee you that. And that way we can have some fellowship. I'm from New Orleans,
So guess what? I don't know all of the pastors. See, I've been gone 30 years, but God knows every one of them. Amen. And I'll be able to introduce some of my friends from the West Coast to some from the East Coast. So I'm excited about what God is doing. I tell you, God isn't through with us yet. All we have to do is stay faithful. Hallelujah. Stay faithful, and you'll see everything that God promised you, you will be able to receive it in this life and that life to come. Amen. So I thank God for that. We have one last caller, and that's none other than Apostle Timothy Johnson. God bless you, sweetheart. How are you today?
Amen. Grace and peace to all. I'm certainly honored and privileged to be here on New Destiny to enjoy God. Truly, I enjoyed the Word of God. I was in and out because I was doing different things. But one thing I was hearing is that holiness is right. Hallelujah. And if you got to live, you got to live something in order to get somewhere, or either you're fooling yourself, you're deceiving yourself if you're not living the way God desires for you to live in this hour.
All right.
So I just honor God for the word that came forth today. I just honor God for a chance to hear and be fed on today, and to encourage myself to continue to live right, because if I live right, heaven belongs to me. If I play with it, I'm not going to make it in. But if I live right,
all right,
everything is going to be all right. And so I honor God for you, great woman of God, for your words on today and for what God spoke to through you. And I'm just honored and privileged to have been under your teaching on today. And I just praise God for you. I bless God for you, Evangelist Bernard, and give honor to you and all the other ecclesia. And I just honor God for what he's doing in this hour for all of us. Amen. God bless you on today.
Amen, amen. Just so happy to see you here on the line with us. It's always a blessing to have men of God on the line that is holding up the blood-stained banner. Amen. I'm going to go to Lady Rosalind again if she can, and I'm asking for special prayer, and I want all of you all to be in agreement with us. We want to pray for Sister Ruby. She's not on the line today, but we want to send up some prayers for her today. She's memorializing again her daughter, and that's a very trying time in her life. So we want to remember Sister Ruby today, and we're going to ask Lady Rosalind to go before the Lord. And Pastor Logan dropped off. I don't think she'll be able to call back in because we're right at the two-hour mark, but I'm going to ask Lady Rosalind to pray for Pastor Logan also. And if there's anybody else on the line that need prayer before we dismiss, we're going to open up your lines. Amen. And you certainly can ask after Lady Rosalind pray for Sister Ruby and Pastor Logan. God bless you. Lady Rosalind?
Yes, ma'am. And you said we're praying for Sister Ruby in regards to her daughter?
Yes, yes, yes. She lost her daughter about 3 years ago, so this is the anniversary of her death. So just having some trying times.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for the gathering of your people, Lord. We thank you for the word. We thank you, Lord God, for your vessel that you used on the day. Pastor Logan, God, we send strength to her right now in the name
right
of Jesus.
Now in the name
I
of Jesus.
Spirit of backlash and retaliation,
Jesus.
God, we find it right now
Jesus.
In the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. God, we send forth warring angels right now. We put a blood covering over her, Lord God, and every listener on this line in the name of Jesus.
Thank
God, we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You. Oh, God, for the word, God. We thank you for this source, God. We thank you for every person that comes and labor on this line in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you bless, God, that the word that has gone forth, that has fallen on good ground, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against every spirit that was trying to pluck it up in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of doubt, unbelief, and fear in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
God, we release safe right now in the name of Jesus.
In
God, we bless you, Lord. God, we thank you for the visionary, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, continue to take a higher, God. Even bless,
God,
her upcoming conference in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes,
we come against the spirit of prevention right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for Sister Ruby, God. We send for ministering angels right now.
Cover,
the Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We come against the spirit of depression, God. We come against the spirit that is grieving and longing for her child. God, we
hallelujah.
Send healing, God. The body, God, in the name of Jesus. Say to the Lord, we come against that spirit that will try to take a mind, that will try to cause her to doubt you, God, in the name of Jesus. But God, we ask you to fortify her right now. Raise her up, God. Renew her spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you send people that will call the Lord, that will remember her, Lord, in this time, that she will be left alone in the name of Jesus. And God, she will reminisce on the good times, the times that you have given her to be with her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, Lord, for the power of intercession. God, we stand in the gap for our sister, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, Lord, and we send a special blessing over every listener, Lord, every person's ministry, Lord, every person's business, Lord, every person's vision, God. In the name of Jesus, we speak increase. We speak success, God. We speak clarity, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We pray that everything that your people stand in need of, God, that it is met, Lord, because you are God of provision. In the name of Jesus, God, send resources, God. Lord, do networking, oh God. Do divine connections, God. In the name of Jesus, let the anointing of Joseph be upon us, God. Lord, help us, Lord, God. Lord, that we will be good stewards, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, we bless you. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this ministry, because this ministry, many other ministries are being blessed, God. Hey, Shama, call my daddy, God, get us higher, God. Shatanah, discernment, God, in the name of Jesus. God, whatever come our way, God, we won't panic, God, but we will praise you, God, in the midst of the storm, we'll look and see you in the storm, God. Oh, God, we bless your name. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And if everybody can begin to just praise God, send up Judah higher.
Mother Charity, I saw her on the line, and I don't see her anymore, so
Jesus, Jesus.
This fellowship, this fellowship that I'm attending tomorrow and Saturday in Hattiesburg. So, Prophetess Darlene, if you would pray for the women's conference, then I'm going to go to Mother Cannon to pray for this fellowship in Jesus' name. Ah, God, I
all
feel
right,
God
right.
on this line today.
Ah,
thank you, God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We praise you, God. We magnify your name, God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for what you have done, God. Oh, God, we just magnify your name, God. We exalt you, God.
Hallelujah.
We lift you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We come on behalf of the woman of God, Lady Rosalind, God. We ask that you continue to keep her, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the new thing you're doing, God. We thank you that you're blowing on her, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're keeping her ministry, God.
Ah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We exalt your name, God. We lift you up right now, God. We thank you, God, for the move of your spirit being upon this conference, God. We thank you that's going to be like no other conference, God. We thank you that souls are going to be saved, God, for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're going to have your way like never before, God. We thank you right now, God. We bless you in advance for what's being done, God. Oh, God, we thank you for this woman of God, Lady Rosalind, God. She keeps looking to the hills from which her help come from. She keeps focused on you, God. We thank you for the prayer that she rented up on today. We thank you for the power that's in her, God. We thank you for the anointing that lies in her, God. We ask that you continue to keep her, God. Let no weapon formed against her prosper, God. Oh, God, we ask that you shower down on her and her husband, God. Continue to keep them, God, in the name of Jesus. We proclaim right now newness, God. Newness in her home, God. Newness in her ministry, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today, God. We bless your holy name today, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We lift you up, God. Oh, God, there's none like you. You said that we lift you up, you draw all men. Oh, God, so we come today, God. Lifting you up, God. It's all about you,
God.
And we thank you right now, God. We ask you right now, God, that you bless every speaker in that conference. Breathe on them, God. We thank you, God, in advance, God, for every prophecy that's going to be told, every word that's going to be spoken, God. We thank you that everybody's going to be shift and change and newness. We proclaim deliverance, God, in that conference, God, in the name of Jesus. We proclaim wholeness,
hallelujah.
We proclaim newness, in the name of Jesus.
In the name
hallelujah.
Of
we thank you. Every leader's going to be touched in that conference. And they're going to be made old. They're going to be made new. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank you, God, that you're going to do a blood washing in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we proclaim that the mind's going to be changed.
It's
going to be rearranged. Things are going to be turned around. And we thank you now.
Thank
we proclaim it. We proclaim Lady Rosalind's ministry going to a whole other place. We proclaim that everything is going to be answered in the mighty name of Jesus. We proclaim increase in our ministry. We proclaim growth in our ministry. We proclaim, We thank you for ordering our footsteps. We thank you that it's going to go from place to place. Nation to nation. City to city. State to state. We thank you in advance. We proclaim it in the name of Jesus. Let us continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. We have the woman of God back on the line. You know what the devil meant for evil, God turned it around for good. So my granddaughter was able to get her back on the line on the three-way after the 2 hours is up. We're in recording time, so they don't let you call back into the line. But we've already prayed for you, Pastor Logan. Pastor Morris, Lady Rosalind prayed for you. We've already prayed for you, but we want to have final comments from you. from you, and then we're going to ask Mother Cannon to pray for mothers. Well, we'll have Mother Cannon, we'll have Pastor Logan to pray for Mother Cannon also, and pray for Sister T's son. Amen. So we're going to have final remarks from our speaker. Amen. So God bless you, Pastor Logan.
Amen. Truly, we honor the Lord. Amen. Once more and again for his goodness, his mercy, amen, his loving kindness toward us, amen, for this this opportunity just, amen, to be able to come and proclaim the word of the Lord, amen. And we just bless God for your ministry, woman of God, amen. I can remember being a teenager, amen, and seeing what it was to truly be a woman of God and a woman of integrity, character, amen, and holiness, amen, that truly lived what it was that she talked about, amen. So we honor the Lord, amen, for this time. We honor the Lord for everyone, amen, on this line, amen. And truly it is our heart desire that you were blessed on today, amen. Glory to God. So at this time, amen, we're going to end in prayer. And you said you wanted me to pray for Mother, what was
Charity.
Her name again?
Mother Charity. And
Mother Charity.
T's son, I think his name is Aaron. Sister T, your son? Sister T? Well, anyway, Sister T's son, he's there in Georgia. She said he's out on the street, so we're praying that help will come quickly for her son.
Yes.
Yes, his
Amen.
Name is Aaron.
Amen.
His name is Aaron.
Aaron, okay. Okay.
Thank you
Amen.
So much.
Are there any special requests for Mother Charity?
Mother Charity, she's faithful on this line. I've seen her today, so I don't know what happened. She's not on, but she's on from beginning to end. So pray for Mother. I don't know. She could have had something else that she had to do, but I just feel the need to pray for Mother.
Amen,
yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I know I just came in on the end. Did you all already pray for the conference?
Yes, we prayed for the conference.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, glory to God. Well, let us look into the Lord, Father
Wait,
God.
One more thing, Pastor TJ, before you. I have my nephew on, Marty, is helping me with the switchboard. I want you to pray for him and his wife and his household and pray that God will really do a strong work, a quick work
yes,
with him.
God.
So he's helping me. He's a young man. I love him dearly, and I'm just praying that the Lord will open up his understanding where he can make the commitment and do what God has got. He has a strong calling on his life, so just pray for him and his family. His name is Marty.
Marty.
Yes,
amen.
Thank
amen.
You for helping me today, Marty.
That's
amen.
Me.
Thank
Amen.
You,
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Just look to the Lord. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just magnify you on today, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, I just need about two or three people just to touch and agree with me in the spirit right now. That's a kind of God, we thank you, Lord, Master King Almighty.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for you are healed on the throne, oh God. Hallelujah. You are sovereign. You are righteous. You are righteous. God, there is none like you. Hallelujah. 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 Now, God, come, oh God. And I stand in agreement, God, with your sons and your daughters on today, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God. We lift our Mother Charity unto you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. You know all things, Lord God. Nothing is hidden from your sight, Lord God. God, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would touch right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, in the name
name of Jesus, Lord God. God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for moving, God, in her environment, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, I thank you for having your way in her life, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you for making every high place low now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we decree you healing, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, to her body, to her mind, to her soul, God, to her spirit, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, God, that every need is met in her home, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I ask that you would strengthen, Lord God. I thank you, God, for supernatural strength right now, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen your daughter, Lord God, your woman serving, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, this mother of Zion, God, this matriarch, Lord God. Strengthen right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. God, those things, God, that she has been petitioning you in prayer, oh, God. God, things that only you and her know about, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that, oh, God, that you will just begin to stretch out your hands of grace, God, your hands of mercy, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, concerning her life, God, concerning her lineage, God, concerning her legacy, God, concerning her family members, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let your blood get prevail once more and again, God. Let your blood prevail, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let the blood, hallelujah, oh, God, the blood that you shed on Calvary's cross, God, let it prevail, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus,
name, God.
God. Thank you, God. My God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we stand in agreement, oh, God, hallelujah, for Sister T's son, Lord God, Aaron, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, because you know his situation, God, hallelujah, because you knew him when he was born, God, in his mother's womb, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, now, God, I ask, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will begin to open doors of opportunity, God, of resources, oh, God, divine resources, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I ask right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you will remove every influence, God, that is not like you. Remove it, destroy it, uproot it, God, forever, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, continue to strengthen, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for divine connection now, God. Thank you for divine connection. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for divine connection, Lord God. I thank you, God, that he is a mighty man of valor, God. Hallelujah, God, that he has been bought with a price by your shed blood, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. And God, that he will walk in his rightful authority. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And God, we say, have your way. In the name of Jesus, God. We don't get in your way, but God, have your way. In the name of Jesus. God, I give you glory. God, we give you honor, God, for what you're doing. God, I thank you for turning this situation around, God. God, I thank you, God, that you will testify of your goodness, of your greatness, of your loving kindness, God. God, I thank you, God, that you will be a light to others, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, that he's in the process, God, and I thank you, God, that you'll keep him in the middle of the process, oh, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God,
that he will come out victorious, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And God, I ask, God, that you would remember, God, Evangelist Bernard's nephew, Lord God.
No,
Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you know all things. You know all things. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you, God, for opening his heart, God, to be receptive to your voice. In the name of Jesus, as she prays, God, as she ministers, God, as he works the switchboard, God, penetrate his heart, Lord. Penetrate, God, as only you can. God, convict, God, as only you can, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you, Lord, God, for making provision for his family. family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for divine provision right now, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for opening doors that no man can shut, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh God. God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, as we pray, oh God, and God, as he is operating the switch, oh God, that the anointing that flows, hallelujah, from his heart's life, God, that there will be a transfer of anointing, Lord God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
God. The anointing that destroys the yokes, God, hallelujah, destroys the yoke of bondage, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and the set the captives free, Lord God. God, I thank you, God, for opening his ears, God, that he may hear your voice and not another, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, for removing, God, any hindrance, God, in the name of Jesus, that may be around him in his environment. God, I thank you for setting every tie of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, God, have your way, have your way, have your way in his life, God, in his family's life, in his children's life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, for what you're doing. God, even things that he desired of Osiah, things that he doesn't understand, God, I thank you, God, that all things are working together for his good, God, because you have called him by name, God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. And I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, for the conference that will go forth, God. Hallelujah. God, I Lady Rosalind, Lord God, I thank you, God, that every resource, God, is put into place, God, that everything that they need is already provided for. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for every soul, God, that will be blessed. God, that will be delivered, that will leave empowered, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you for every leader on this line, Lord God, every lay person, God, every mother, Lord God, every son, every daughter, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we ask, God, that you will continue, God, to have your way and make us over again. Make us over again, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We will be forever mindful, God, to give your name the glory, the honor and the praises due to your holy and righteous name, oh God. We declare that it is, oh, hallelujah, and so shall it forever be. Hallelujah.
God, we bless you.
Oh God, we give you honor and we give you praise. In Jesus' holy and matchless name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ah, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Ah, continue to praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
He's right here. He's right here. He's right here.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank Jesus. We thank you for your
Jesus.
Presence. We thank you for visiting us today, God. We thank you for answering our prayers, God. We thank you, God. We give you glory for this woman,
thank you, Lord.
God. We give you glory for the souls. I don't know more. She is souls. Hallelujah. That's a sign to her. I don't know more. Shia God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Souls that belong. That's a sign. I don't know more. A sign only to you, God. I don't know more. She is. And God, don't bring them in. He's going to bring in laborers. People that love the Lord. People that, I don't know more. Shia will go out into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come.
Thank you,
Jesus,
Lord.
I declared and decreed today it will be so.
Thank
God.
You.
Hey,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Prophet is Darlene. I need you to send me a photo. Hey, Moshaya. I have everybody photo but you. But yours. I need a photo. Hey, you know, Moshaya. Hallelujah. You get ready. Get ready. Hey, glory to God. God is doing something. Hey, you know, Moshaya.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, glory to God. He's trying to help us. He's trying to help us. Hey, you know, Moshaya.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is trying to take us to the next level. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we got to be faithful on the level that we're on now. Hey, glory to God. We can't get to the next level if we're not faithful on the level where we are. Hallelujah. Stay faithful. Stay faithful. Stay watchful. Stay prayerful. Hallelujah. God is going to do this thing. Hey, glory to God. I bless you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to close on out here. I know this Friday for some people. But I'm going to continue to bless the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for the woman of God, Pastor Logan. Sharing the word of God. It was anointed. It was transforming. It was rhema. Continue to pray for her ministry. Amen. Pray for our husband and our children. And all that she does for the kingdom of God. We're praying that the Lord will forever, hallelujah, forever bless you. Hallelujah. And let you go forth. And that he will continue to give you the desires of your heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. We're going to close on out with It's Working by William Murphy. We'll see you on tomorrow for both Fridays. Amen. Thank you, Marty. Hallelujah.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have. Perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing. And it's showing my faith for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season for grace.
This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season. Come on, y'all.
To be what I have.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Your circumstance says it's already getting better.
Hallelujah. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.